The News Services Division of Akashwani presents Employment News.
Welcome to the Employment News, your comprehensive guide to the latest job opportunities across various sectors with Lucy Gabriel. Stay tuned as we bring you updates on job vacancies and government recruitment notifications to help you navigate the competitive job market. And now to start with, the Government of India, Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare is seeking applications for the position of Director General at the CCS, National Institute of Agricultural Marketing, NIAM, in Jaipur. This autonomous body operates under the Department of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare. The position is offered on a deputation basis in level 14 of the pay matrix, 1,42,000 to 2,18,200 rupees for a term of 3 years, extendable to 5 years through a search-cum-selection process. Full details regarding this vacancy available on the department's website, that is www.agriwelfare.gov.in, and CCS NIAM's website, that is www.ccsniam.gov.in. The last date for applications is 45 days from the date of publication of this advertisement. Hemavati Nandan Bahuguna Garhwal University, a central university located in Srinagar, Uttarakhand, has released a recruitment notification for the positions of Registrar, Controller of Examinations, Finance Officer, Librarian and Director of Physical Education. Online applications are invited from eligible candidates with a proven track record of competence. The application submission closes on 6th November 2024. For more information, candidates should visit the university's website at www.hnbgu.ac.in. Lady Irwin College, affiliated to the University of Delhi, has issued a corrigendum regarding its advertisement for the post of director. Online applications are now invited in the prescribed format for eligible candidates for appointment through this post, which is in the academic pay level 14 of the 7th CPC pay matrix. The last date for applications is within 15 days from the date of publication of the corrected advertisement in the Employment News. Interested candidates should check the college's website, that is www.ladyirwin.edu.in, for further details and updates. The Ministry of Jal Shakti is inviting applications for one section officer position at the Faraka Barrage project in Murshidabad, West Bengal. This role is on a short-term contract in pay band 2, level 7. A candidate must be of central state government employee or 5 years of service in an analogous post or equivalent pay band. A bachelor's degree and 2 years of experience in establishment and accounts is required. The deputation period will be for 3 years. Maximum age limit is 50 years. Kindly submit applications in duplicate to the general manager, Faraka Barrage Project, PO Faraka Barrage, District Murshidabad, West Bengal, PIN 742212, within 30 days from publication. Applications must be sent through the proper channel. For details and to download the application form, kindly visit the website http://www.fbp.gov.in. The Hindustan Urvarak and Rasayan Limited, HURL, a joint venture of NTPC, CIL, IOCL, FCIL and HFCL, is recruiting for Graduate Engineer Trainee, GET, and Diploma Engineer Training, DET, positions for 2024. The essential qualifications include a full-time regular engineering degree or AMIE in relevant disciplines such as chemical, electrical, mechanical, and electronics and instrumentation. Graduate Engineer Trainee get 40 positions across various disciplines, with an estimated CTC of 13.92 lakhs. Diploma Engineer Trainee, DET, 15 positions, with 2 reserved for female candidates and persons with disabilities. For HURL, POSIT DET, with an estimated CTC of 7.7 lakhs. Candidates are encouraged to visit the HURL website for details on application process, eligibility criteria, and other notifications. Kindly go on to https://hurl.net.in. The HSNC Board's MMK College of Commerce and Economics, located at Bandra, Mumbai, invites applications for the posts of teachers in junior college unaided for academic year 2024-25. Vacancies available for the following subjects: Commerce, 2 full-time positions; Information Technology, 2 full-time positions; and Environmental Studies, 1 full-time position. These positions are unaided and temporary. The appointments are subject to workload availability and approval from the Office of Deputy Director of Education. Qualifications and salaries will follow the rules and regulations prescribed by the Government of Maharashtra. Preference will be given to female, handicapped, and reserved categories. Applications along with detailed resume and self-attested copies of mark sheets should be sent to the principal within 15 days of this advertisement's publication. For details, kindly go on to https://www.mmk.edu.in. National Highways Authority of India, NHAI, invites applications for the post of Deputy Manager, Vigilance, on deputation basis. There is 1 vacancy with a pay scale of PB3 equivalent to pay level 10 as per the 7 CPC. The last date to apply online is 22nd October 2024, and the printout of the application must be submitted by 21st November 2024. Full details can be found on the NHAI website, that is www.nhai.gov.in. Indian Drugs and Pharmaceuticals Limited, IDPL, a government undertaking, is seeking applicants for various posts at its corporate office in Gurugram. Available positions include Chief Financial Officer, Senior Executives, Legal and Personnel, and Executive Finance, with monthly emoluments ranging from 22,000 to 70,000 rupees. Qualifications vary by position, with specific experience required in legal and financial domains. Candidates must submit their applications along with self-attested copies of relevant documents to the in-charge personnel and administration at IDPL within 21 days from the advertisement's publication. For further details, kindly refer to the website http://www.idplindia.in. Thank you for tuning in to today's edition of Employment News. We hope you found the information valuable and insightful. For further details and more vacancies, you may pursue the Employment Newspaper or go onto their website www.employmentnews.gov.in. The Employment News is also published in Hindi and Urdu by the Publications Division of Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Remember to stay proactive in your job search and keep exploring new avenues for career growth. Join us next time for more exciting job updates. Until then, stay motivated and keep striving for success. Goodbye and have a productive day ahead.
That was today's Employment News. This program was produced and presented by the New Services Division of Akashvani. It is also available on our mobile app and website, newsonair.com. You may email your suggestions and comments about this program on airnsdtalks@gmail.com with employment news as the subject.